What's going on, everybody? My name is Anthony Kemp Jr., and I am the CEO and host of the Investing Realm podcast. My goal is to provide you all with information that will help you, your loved ones, family, and friends to put your money to work for you. Here on the Investing Realm, we will discuss some of the biggest companies in the world, its founders, and how they were able to generate millions of dollars, even billions in revenue. You will hear about companies like Apple, Google, Meta, Nvidia, Tesla, and SPY, called SPY, better known as the S&P 500. We'll talk about long-term, mid-term, and short-term investing. What is stock trading? What are stock options? And what are futures? My goal is to provide you with special guests on the actual podcast, information that will benefit you all so that you can put your money to work. With that being said, let's get ready to get into today's segment. And if you would like to get free stocks, please go ahead and click the link below and sign up for a brokerage account. Let's get it. Much love. What's going on, everybody? My name is Anthony Kemp Jr., and you are tuned into the Investing Realm. Today, I really want to talk about something that I really think is going to help everybody who is really just, you only want to deal with technicals. And I'm not saying that you got to go into fundamental analysis and you need to be a fundamental analysis person. You need to look at accounting spreadsheets. You need to know net revenue, gross profit margin, you need to know cash flow statements. I'm not saying that you need to know it, but I will say you do need to know whether or not a company is profitable or not. I think that that is kind of a precursor to why a company may be trading a little bit lower. Why isn't there so many buyers in the market for the stock? You know, why is the stock not rising as much as it was in the past two quarters? And, you know, the way for you and I to know that is really by kind of knowing some of the foundations of the company. What is the company dealing with? What they're running into? So as you all can see, the title is Going Beyond the Charts. In the last segment, I talked about technical indicators, and I spoke about how many technical indicators are actually out there. But I can't necessarily show you technical indicators through speaking. So I don't really want to like harp on technicals. Like, I can't go into the functioning or the anatomy of Japanese candlesticks, the open, high, low, close. Like, I can't go over all of that. By just talking, that's something that you have to see like on YouTube. So I would recommend you to, you know, a Keenan Grace, who else, Aristotle, something along those lines. So today, what I'm really going to talk about is the importance of really going beyond the charts. And we're going to speak on Tesla. You know, I think a lot of people right now are looking at Tesla and they're thinking, man, the company's doing real bad. You know, the company's doing real bad, man. Yeah, man, Tesla's not going to make it. Like, everybody, and I have to admit, I kind of got in on that too a little bit until I started to like really research and understand, like, nah, it ain't that Tesla is not going to be a profitable business. It's not that EVs are not still not going to revolutionize America or the world. It's just that we don't necessarily have the powered infrastructure for, 30,000 EVs in one city or one state, rather, right? Like, we don't, a lot of us don't have the power capacity yet. But do you not think that people are working on that? That's the question that everybody should really be asking themselves, in my personal opinion. Now, keep in mind, anything that I tell you is not financial advice. I'm definitely not telling you to put your money in Tesla. I'm not telling you to put your money in any stock or asset. I'm just here to share education and information and hopefully open up the eyes of your understanding on investing and some of the things that you should know. Okay, so why should we go beyond the charts? Okay, let me address this. The reason why you need to go and I need to go beyond the charts as people who do technical analysis, reading price action, using simple moving averages, VWAP, whatever we're using, RSI, stochastic oscillator, I can go on and on, right? Fair value gaps, order blocks. Why do we need to do more than just know how to look at price action on a chart? The reason why is because one of the things I noticed with Tesla this year, since it's done the bad release of an earnings report. And honestly, it really wasn't all that bad. It was just, they just didn't meet Wall Street's expectations. And then they had a forward outlook on the year that Wall Street didn't like. And so there was quite a bit of sellings that institutions began to do of the stock, causing the stock to drop. But you need to know the why. See, you can look at a chart all day. Until you know the news and the information on that stock, you're not going to really know why the stock dropped. Y'all see what I'm saying? So let me tell you, you have to know a little bit of something. In my personal opinion, you're limiting yourself if you don't know anything about the company that you're trading, as far as like a Tesla, a Meta, a Google, an Nvidia, a Netflix. Like, you need to know, is the company profitable or not? What are they doing to bring in more revenue? What are they doing to make the shares more valuable over a period of time? When you know that, then you're able to trade with an understanding of, hey, the price is probably going to be more bullish than it is bearish. So you may see something on your chart that may say the stock is bearish, but it may be bearish at that moment for the next hour and a half. It may not be that way for the whole day. Why? Because the asset or stock that is actually being traded by institutions and retail investors, their outlook on the company is, this is a good company, right? You may have more people long-term investing into these companies than they are trying to sell. Okay. So I wanted to go on Tesla's website, and I'm looking at their investors relations page. And just to tell you all, I really believe that Tesla is probably going to go bullish towards the end of this year. And when I say bullish, I'm saying like maybe up, maybe like $100 or so. We'll probably see that happening a little bit more, probably around the third quarter. It's an opinion. It's a speculative thought. And I have my reasons for that. And I'm going to first address the fact that their total revenue grew at 3% year over year in quarter four to $25.2 billion. Keep in mind what I just said. Total revenue grew for Tesla 3% year over year in quarter four to $2.2 billion. Year over year, revenue was impacted by the following items: growth in vehicle deliveries, growth in other parts of the business, positive FX impact of 0.1B1, which I don't know what that is. Okay. And some more things that helped them to be more profitable. They actually had an increase of margin at 8.2%. And their income was primarily impacted by these items. I'm just going to go look, read the positives for now. Lower costs per vehicle, including lower raw material costs, logistics costs, and IRA credit benefits, growth in vehicle deliveries, and then gross profit growth in energy generation and storage. Overall, They did pretty good last year. Now, did they necessarily meet Wall Street's expectations? From my understanding, they did not necessarily meet their expectations completely. And I think a lot of people think that that's why the stock went down. The stocks don't just drop because, oh, you know, Tesla was supposed to make, I'm just throwing this out there, right? Tesla was supposed to make $3 per share of profit, and they only made, you know, $2.80. So Wall Street's disappointed. So the stock went down. That's not always the case. I'm going to tell you why I think that Tesla went down this year. I'm going to tell y'all why I think it went down this first quarter. I want people to know that businesses are, any publicly traded company has a responsibility to bring information to its shareholders. This is why this page is called the Investors Relations page. The reason why it's called that is because if you're an investor, we're trying to relay this information to you so you can know the trajectory of the business, why we're profitable, why we're not profitable, what are we struggling with if we're not profitable, what are we doing well if we are profitable. So anybody who owns one share of Tesla is benefiting from the growth of Tesla. And side note, this is why I don't believe in the one-trick pony of investing. Oh, you're more of a long-term trader. You don't really like trading. No, nobody ever said that. You don't have to be a one-trick pony. Why can't you buy into long-term investments and then trade with a certain percentage of your portfolio? You don't have to be a one-trick pony. Don't let nobody trick you, because these people out here, with all due respect, they very simple-minded, and they can't think beyond just making money in the now. They're not looking on down the line. Okay. So let's look at the outlook. This is what Tesla said. Remember, the title of this segment is Going Beyond the Charts. Why did Tesla stock drop? I'm going to explain it right here, right now. Now, keep in mind, this is my opinion. Some people will have a difference of an opinion, but this is my opinion. This is what it says. Outlook. Our company is currently between two major growth waves. The first one began with the global expansion of the Model 3Y platform, and the next one we believe will be initiated by the global expansion of the next generation vehicle platform. In 2024, listen to this. In 2024, we are in 2024 right now. Today is February the 29th, 2024, and it is 8:57 p.m. This is what it says. In 2024, our vehicle growth rate may be notably lower than the growth rate achieved in 2023, as our teams work on the launch of the next generation vehicle at Gigafactory, Texas. In 2024, the growth rate of deployments and revenue in our energy storage business should outpace the automotive business. Okay, why did the Tesla stock drop? Elon Musk says that they are a information tech, like an AI company or something like that, right? And he is right to a certain degree. But the big part of how Elon Musk has been able to uphold his business is by selling vehicles, okay? If you're not selling EVs, and that's really what you're mainly known for, and you just said in the first quarterly earning from the previous fiscal year, 2023, which was the previous fiscal year, in 2024, there are statements that says in 2024, our vehicle volume rate may be notably lower. What you're saying is your revenue margins may drop a little bit. You're probably not going to bring as much money in as you did last year. And you just said it for the whole year. So what that means is what Wall Street, big hedge funds and big banks are thinking is we better start taking some of this profit off the table now, because they're probably over the period of 2024 not going to be as profitable because they're investing in other parts of the business right now. So this is why you have to, you're not going to know this by just looking at candlesticks, man. You can't convince me that. You can't. There ain't nobody on planet Earth who can tell me that a candlestick pattern is going to tell you that the reason why Tesla shares drop like this, you're not going to know by looking at candlestick patterns only. I see a bear flag. It doesn't matter what bear flag you see, bro. You got to know something about the why it's happening. Or why it happened. Again, you don't got to know how to read 15,000 financial spreadsheets, but you need to know, like, okay, Tesla is dropping because of this. And so now when you're trading, you may be able to say, hey, we may be bullish the whole day today, but it may not last very long for the next couple of weeks. It may not go on for months at a time or weeks at a time, because the trajectory of the business for 2024 is that it may not bring in as much revenue. So I got to be careful how I'm trading this asset class. Not that it won't go up $100 in the next month necessarily, but I still got to be forward looking. The market is forward looking. Okay. It's always looking at, is this company going to be profitable and continue to bring value to its shareholders? If not, then we don't need to be holding on to that stock when we know that it's probably going to drop over a period of time. Okay. So in the next segment, what I'm going to talk about is what's going to probably happen later on in the year or early in 2025 with Tesla. I really think that we're going to see the stock price will still go up. It may do it very, 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 very slow this year, or it may do it fast. I don't know. But there's a reason why Tesla is as low as it is now. And in my opinion, the people who are going to benefit from where Tesla is today is probably going to be the people who are actually researching the business and understanding the logistics of the business and why it's where it is today. I think Tesla, this is not financial advice, I really believe that right now Tesla is at a fair value price for investors, because we're in a bull market. We're probably 90% going to have a Republican in office. By the way, I'm neither Democrat or Republican. I don't get into politics. But usually when a Republican is in office, there's a long bull market. There's like at least like 10 years of a bull market. Right. And so I really, really think that Tesla is going to make a turnaround, and it's going to catch a lot of people off guard because they don't have the information that I'm sharing with you today. With that being said, man, that's all I got today. I will follow up with another piece of information on really going beyond the charts. But the next one, I'll call it Tesla information and the outlook for Tesla, in my opinion, for 2024. With that being said, man, I hope y'all enjoyed this. Much love, man. Peace to y'all, man. Take care of your families. Take care of yourself. Much love. Peace.